Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Philippians 4, 2 and 3.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Philippians 4, 2 and 3. I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. One of my roles as a career missionary is to provide staff care for other missionaries within our organization. During a training session to better equip me for this task, I learned a startling fact. The number one reason North American missionaries leave an overseas assignment is not terrorism, illness, their children's educational needs, or lack of funding. It is relational conflict with their team members. That discovery saddens me, but it shouldn't surprise me. Relationship conflict between believers is nothing new. Euodia and Syntyche struggled with it too. Influential women contributing to the well-being and growth of the local church was common in their culture. Theologians agree that Euodia and Syntyche were prominent figures in the Philippian church, and Paul acknowledged them as ministry partners. We don't know what their roles were, but the nature of Paul's ministry and life suggests that they worked hard and sacrificially. They modeled leadership and spiritual maturity. Their passion for God's kingdom was evident to all. Unfortunately, so was their conflict. When word about the problem reached Paul as he sat in prison, he refused to take sides or invite discussion about who said what. Instead, he did something he rarely did in other conflict situations mentioned in his letters. He addressed each woman by name. Again, this indicates that the issue was already public knowledge. It also suggests that he held them equally responsible for both the conflict and the resolution. He removed any possibility that either could blame the other for the problem. Paul appealed to Euodia and Syntyche to agree. This means to live in harmony as sisters in Christ, or to be of the same mind. He used this expression earlier in his letter. Complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. That's from Philippians 2:2. This was not a command to be unanimous in opinions or decision-making. It was a plea for unity despite different perspectives. The phrase, in the Lord, reminded the women of Christ's authority in their lives. The Lord was Yahweh of the Old Testament, the one true God, the one to whom every knee would bow. Surrendering to His authority would create an attitude of humility, which in turn would produce unity and harmony. Paul pressed for reconciliation for good reason. Without it, anger and unforgiveness could take root, and their relationship with God would suffer. If believers took sides, the local church's fellowship and ministry would also suffer. Their bickering would make the gospel unattractive to unbelievers, and souls would be forever lost. We all know that disagreements arise between Jesus followers. Even the spiritually mature are not immune. Paul's admonition encourages us to remember that unity is possible and necessary. He gives us the key to overcoming differences by pointing us to Christ's example, found in Philippians 2, 5-8. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Imagine how the family of God could become an unstoppable force in sharing the gospel and making disciples if we all thought and behaved as Christ did. He humbled himself to serve us sacrificially, seeking our best interest above his own, even though we despised and rejected him. Let's ask him to help us follow his example of humility and sacrificial love. Let's also remember that believers who hold opposing views are not our enemy. We do, however, have a common enemy, Satan, and he's working hard to divide and destroy us. Let's stand firm, side by side, arms linked in our battle against him for the sake of the gospel. Living surrendered to Christ's authority is vital. Pursuing God's will rather than our way enables us to work through our differences. Everyone within the church and beyond its walls benefits. May I pray for you? Heavenly Father, you are a three-in-one God, distinct in purpose and personality, yet unified. Teach us to model your nature by walking in harmony despite our differences. We worship you as Almighty God and bow our knee in surrender to you. We put you first for the glory of your name and the benefit of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.